Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode. And it is Fantasy Friday today, so I'll just let Bryson take it away.
For sure, sounds good. So today we're continuing our top 10 list of positions for 2023 fantasy season. Today we are on to the shortstop position. And yeah, we're going to go through our top 10s. Going to do it a little differently this time. We're just going to go around. We're going to take turns. We're going to say who we have at each spot, but then we're all just going to kind of give our player that we have in that position. As we go around the circle. So might be a little bit different than usual, but we're just trying out different things, seeing what works best. So yeah, we'll kick it off with Chase with his number 10 shortstop.
All right, I'm pretty happy with my 10. I think he's got a ton of potential, but I'm going Jeremy Peña with a great 2022 finalist for Rookie of the Year, and has some pretty good power, gets a lot of hits and runs scored, and I think he's just going to be even better this coming year. So I'm happy with Jeremy Peña there. He'd be higher, but not enough play time.
Yeah, it's a very respectable spot for Jeremy Peña. I did not have him on my list, but he was very close. No. I was debating it.
I'm a hater.
Alrighty, I also have Jeremy Peña at number 10.
There you go.
World Series MVP. What do you got, Bryson?
Yeah, I got Jeremy Peña at number 10 as well. So
nice.
Yeah, like nice and Marshall, easy. Your list is crap.
Either mine is or all three of yours is. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I guess I'll go with Mike.
After seeing your second baseman then. List, I don't know. I just Peña still very young. Like he won the World Series MVP last year at his age. Like he's gonna his numbers should go up, in my opinion. I think he's gonna be a 25 home run, 270 hitter this year potentially. Yeah, shortstop's a very crowded position. There's a lot of good players.
That there is
100%.
So making the top 10 at that age is pretty impressive. Like my list, if you're on my list, that's like so prestigious to be on my list.
Yeah.
It's like
that's what they strive for.
It's better than MVP. It's like just making it onto my list.
Make it on Caleb's list. He's a FanGraphs member. Just
FYI. Yeah, member. Not many people can say that.
He's got every stat you can think of.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
He kissed 30 girls during the World Series. You know that?
Yeah. Ooh.
That's what FanGraphs did.
FanGraphs, you got all the stats. For you,
though, premium.
All right. What I know. Well, I better go with my 10. I better go with my 10 before we run off on Mr. Peña. I got Tommy Edman at my number 10.
I also snubbed him.
I did too.
he was actually 10, and then I realized Peña existed.
Yeah. No, I could switch these two in and out. I just think Edmund's got a bit more experience, and he's an absolute stud on the field. Not a great hitter. I mean, he's pretty mid at hitting, but
He's a sleeper.
He's a sleeper for sure.
A lot of
he's doing good in the World Baseball Classic right now. So
he's definitely a good pick still.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, all right. And I got Tim Anderson at 9. I like him a lot. He's not really as much of a sleeper as Tommy Edman is, but I think compared to how deep the shortstops are, I think he's a little bit on the he's a good one, but he's a little bit on the lower end. Hits for great average. If you want an average guy, Tim Anderson's gonna hit you average. Like the last four seasons, he hit above 300, and he's not even 30 yet. He's 29 years old, so he's pretty young still, and hitting that consistent over 300 average. So if that's the category you're looking for, he's your guy.
I also got TA at my 9.
Holy gosh, maybe like make your own list.
Just sharing notes before. Jeez, I just didn't want to fail the test. Okay.
Exactly. academic integrity, boys. Take you out of the podcast.
Gonna go on probation.
Yeah, you get a one episode ban. I got a controversial possibly one. I got Wander at 9.
Oh, you're kidding me. I also have Wander. I wanted to announce that. I have Wander at 9 also.
My biggest thing with Wander is just he hasn't really – I don't think he's shown us what he's fully capable of, but he also has struggled with injuries, so I just want to see him do what I think he's capable of doing before I can move him up my list. But obviously with him being so young, I think he definitely has potential. And ATC like projects him to have, hit like 280, have 17 homers and 80 RBIs next year. So if he can do that, then he'll definitely be able to move up the list. But I got to see it first if before I move him up. If this was Dynasty, it would be different because he's so young. But for next year, I think – I hope he has a good year. I hope he stays healthy because I think he can definitely be moving up this list.
Yeah, like it's unfortunate because he hit so well. Like the start of last year before he got injured, he was going 2-for-4, 1-for-3, like 2-for-5 almost every night.
Consistently,
And he strikes out like less than 5% of the time.
Very low strikeout percentage.
He's got the tools. You just got to stay healthy. And like health was never an issue in the minors. So all of a sudden, it's a little concerning health being an issue in the majors now. So,
Yeah. Like his career, he's only played 153 games. It's basically a full season almost. He has a slash line at 282, 328, and 417, 13 home runs, 72 RBIs. That's basically a full season sample, but yeah, he needs to stay healthy, and I think he can improve. When we were talking before, Wizard, this is the guy who was like originally I had a 5 and moved down to 9.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I just kept seeing other people. I was like, oh crap, I guess I gotta move Wander down now.
If he
can play a full season, like I think he's
potential
to be top 3.
I would say so, and I'm biased towards him.
Top 5 for sure, top 5.
Yeah,
I think he just needs to stay healthy, I think. So yeah, that's why I have him at 9.
He's got to keep better eye on his jewelry too at times.
I had him at 8, so I'll chip that in there, and I have him at 8. So
sounds good.
Yeah, all right. I got. I guess we're moving up to 8 then. Bobby Witt. I got Bobby Witt at 8.
He was a snub on mine.
Ooh, okay.
Snub on mine as well.
I forgot to mention Tim Anderson's also a snub on mine.
Ooh.
Ooh.
There's just so many good guys that could fit into that bottom end there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's tough. It's such a deep position. And then, like, even looking at all the minors, like, there's so many guys in the minors that are shortstops. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a loaded position. Yeah.
It's a loaded position. Everybody wants to play shortstop, apparently.
The only reason I snubbed Witt is because there's so many guys who are purely shortstops that I could put on this list, and he's, like, shortstop third base.
Right.
So that's the main reason I snubbed him is because I just stuck with guys who are purely shortstops. But I think he's going to play a lot of short next year still, so I think he should be on a shortstop list.
Yeah, that's fair. He's a big speed guy up there with Trey Turner. Like, those two are going to push. They're going to swipe bags. They got so much speed. And especially with the 3-inch larger bases, both of them are going to steal some bags. But, yeah, Bobby Witt's got great speed. He's got pretty good power. And just another great prospect. So I'm going to leave him there at 8 for me.
All righty. I got Dansby Swanson at my 8 spot.
Okay.
I don't know if is he up in your boys' list?
I got him.
I have him at 8.
Okay. Yeah, he's playing with the Cubs this year. So I think like he had 96 RBIs, which was 4th among shortstops, 25 jacks, which is 4, and 277 address 7, which was 7th. The thing with Dansby is he strikes out a lot. I think he was 2nd among shortstops in strikeout percentage, only behind Mateo, I believe. And but a bonus with him, he's like a Marcus Semien. He'll play 162 games a year.
Guy's durable.
And he's a great defensive player as well.
Yeah, and last year in our fantasy, he was the 5th ranked shortstop. I know our fantasy league probably has different point systems, but that's what I was going off of.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I have him at 8, just below what he finished last year.
Yeah, and he's got pretty good power, too. I don't know if you mentioned that, but he's got good power, too, for sure.
25 jacks.
Yeah.
That's great power.
He's very underrated, actually.
I fully agree.
I think last year really helped him, though, like in this list. If he didn't have the year he did last year, he probably would be maybe 10 or just cut, like, honestly.
I think he just lives in Acuna, like, in the entire Braves, like, their entire lineup shadow. Like, Acuna, Albies, with especially with Austin Riley coming into what he is. There's just so many good guys in the Braves. He just gets slept on.
Yeah, he's gonna get a good chance this year with Chicago to kind of be the a bigger name.
Yeah.
Anyone got anything different at eight?
Nope. I already went.
No, I got Dansby.
All right, go for number seven then.
All right, I got my boy Wander at seven. I felt like this is probably the most unbiased place I could put him. I'd like to put him higher, but
Chalkies wasn't one on your list.
Would have liked to, but just the health, like we said. So I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. And my seven was taken up by Dansby, so I got nothing new here.
Alrighty, my number seven. I don't know if you boys have one on your list, but I got Willy Adames.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I didn't have him, but that's a great pick. That's a sleeper, bro.
Like last year, 31 home runs, 98 RBIs. Yeah. I did screw up on the K rate. Dansby was third. Willy Adames was second for the worst K rate. The downfall with Adames is he only batted 238 last year, but he only played in 139 games last year. His stats on a full 162 game season, he would have projected to hit 36 bombs out of 114 RBIs.
Yeah,
like,
that's a great
power numbers that's are there. Cool. Like,
he's flopping.
You got to have those power numbers. He was our 10th ranked fantasy shortstop last year, but if he plays those 162, he's probably one or two, in my opinion.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, those are great, great power stats there. If you can get that average up,
yeah.
He's slept on because he's on a pretty mid team, so he's always been slept on, but he's a stud.
They got Brewers got an absolute steal in that trade.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
I don't have him on my list, unfortunately. He would have been it was him or Pena for me at 10.
Haters.
I got TA at 7.
Don't worry.
Same with TA. The only thing I guess to add is just that for him is just, the health. If he can, he only played 79 games last year. I don't think he's topped 125 games in a few seasons now. So if he can't stay healthy, then it's going to really hurt his fantasy value. So if he has another year this year where he's hurt like a lot, then I'd probably drop him quite a bit down, but I want to give him one more year because when he does play, he's a really good shortstop. So
that's fair.
He's very balanced. Does a little bit of everything. So,
all right, where are we coming up around?
I got nothing for seven. So
six. All right, I got Bobichette at six.
Whoa,
I do as well.
Hater. That is a hater.
Classic Yankee fans.
They probably have IFK at fucking five.
I got I got Bo at six though. He's got hits a lot of home runs, has good speed, and he's got really good average. And especially in a league where you're not looking at defense, Bo's one of the top shortstops for sure. He's got good average and he's good on the bags too. So if you're not worried about defense, pretty good choice there.
Yeah, if he improves his defensive game, he's easily top three in my opinion. Five for sure. But I have him at six as well.
Boys, what the heck?
It's a loaded shortstop's so loaded, bro. Shortstop's loaded.
IFK should not be on here.
Who?
IFK should not be on this list.
He's not on it. It's IKF, by the way. We'll let it slide.
He's number one.
Alrighty, so my number six, I got Carlos Correa. It was just default that I had him here. There's just, in my opinion, there's five guys that are better than him. Like, he had 22 bombs, slash 291, 366, 467. My only down thing with him is, like, what's up with his ankle? Like, he's failed two physicals. Like, is he going to play that many games this year?
Yikes.
He only played 136 last year, which is not bad. Yeah. But, like,
yeah, but if
two and plus he's on the Twins.
If two teams turned you down because of your physical, like, what's going on?
That concerns me. That's why I have him at six.
Yeah,
that's fair. I'll do a little chip in on Carlos here. I have him at three. Three.
Hey, yo.
So I have he's one of those guys that puts up a solid WAR every year. I think he's like one of the highest in the shortstop category for WAR. I mean, for past credentials, I mean, he's a two-time all-star. He's got a World Series under his belt, stuff like that. I don't know. I like him at three, honestly. But, yeah, I had him way higher than you guys by the sounds of it. So,
too high.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I'll keep it real. I snubbed him. I don't even have him on my list.
Whoa! Damn.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, Chase, you too?
No, definitely not.
I don't know. Like, I think in my personal opinion, I don't think he's that good. He's good, don't get me wrong. But, like, I think he gets a little bit of name value boosted. And I'm really hesitant with this injury. Like, I would rather have all the guys on my list ahead of him just because maybe TA you could swap out because he's also injury prone. But I'll take Wander's upside and the rest of my guys on my list. I think I'll just take I know what I'm getting with them for the most part. And Correa is just a big question mark for me this year. So that's why I stopped him.
I guess I was going with maybe past too much and not thinking about this year. So that's all.
Yeah, solid year last year, honestly. Like, yeah, got 291.
I think he was a solid bat. I like his past, so I think he's got a good future as long as he can stay healthy. But that's why I got him so high.
Snub from my list. Personal reasons.
Oh, yeah. Chase is still
Chase is on that
after. Chase is still living in 2017.
Yeah. We're on six, right? I got Xander at six. He's another one of those guys that's just really solid. Like, he hits 300 last year, had 15 homers, 73 RBIs, gives you a few steals. But he doesn't really excel in anything in any one category. But he's just like one of those guys who's just an all around good shortstop, and he's getting a lineup boost. So that should hopefully help his numbers, help his RBIs and stuff like that.
I have a hot take. I snubbed Xander and
whoa,
I know. And I felt kind of bad doing it, but like I just was just looking at all of his stats from last year, and like you said, like he didn't really excel at anything, and I just like found too many guys that were like excelling in different areas that I didn't know if I could make a decision to put him on there. So
Episode. Like, I am honestly shocked right now.
Caleb, please tell me you're from high.
I didn't put him on, honestly.
I have, I have Bogaerts at four. Like, that's where I have him at.
I got him higher, boys. I got him higher, boys.
Like, don't tell me he's your number one.
No, he's two. He's two on my list, though. I think he's just a veteran and he's in a better lineup now.
The average player position is gonna be wonky.
Our first two episodes, like catcher first base, was like literally back to back the exact same. And then
I honestly thought our top tens were gonna be very similar.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently this not. Crazy, I feel like they might be from here on out because like shortstop started so deep and then
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know anymore.
Everything's out the window now. It's all up for nothing's known.
I'm excited to see what you boys got, though. I'm excited to see what you boys got in the top five for sure.
So, does anyone have anything different at six besides?
I had Bo Flow. So.
Oh, yeah.
I got Dansby at five then. So,
okay.
I personally really like Dansby. I've liked him for quite a while, and I think he's, like I said earlier, like just slept on, like in the shadow of the Braves. Amazing lineup. He's got great power and he hits for a good average. So Caleb talked about him a bunch, so we'll leave it there.
I'll chip in with my number five. I got Corey Seager. I feel like maybe
I also have too. I also have Corey Seager.
Yeah, I mean the guy, he had a bad year last year. I think he hit 245, but he had
still hits for power.
He hit 33 homers.
Led all shortstop home runs last year.
Guys got pop.
He's a career 287, though, so, like, he's got to be up here on the list. Like, he's a three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year in 2016. Oh, like, the guy's a stud.
Yeah.
Well, I got my five.
I got Seager at three, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyone else have anything at five? Because I also have Seager. What do you got, Bryson?
I got Fernando Tatis at five.
Yeah, I wanted to put him in here somewhere, but I
threw him in just because like he has shortstop eligibility going into the season, even though he's obviously not going to be playing shortstop once he gets back. I just put him in because he's probably going to maintain it for a lot of the season, just because like I think depends on your league like settings and stuff about like eligibility and stuff like that, so it kind of varies. But I threw him in here just at five just because I think obviously he hasn't played in a year, so you're not really sure what you're going to get out of him. But he's still a guy that – he's still a guy that can give you easily 30 home runs. So, and that's – and 20 steals. So, like, that's huge. So, if he comes back and he goes back to the way he was before, then, yeah. But, again, if you don't have him on this list, I understand, because he is definitely going to lose his – obviously lose his shortstop eligibility. So,
I think
he snubbed him.
Either a boom or bust guy coming in right now.
I don't have him on my list either.
I don't have him either. But he's
Fangraphs project him to be right field or whatever it is. And
he's not going to play.
I'm a member, I listen to my boys.
Yeah. Fangraphs would die.
I live and die with the Fangraphs.
I'll probably put him in my outfield rankings too, so I'll cheat.
All right. I got Adames at four.
Whoa.
I know.
Yeesh.
I know. I didn't like another sleeper guy. Like, I honestly didn't expect him to put it this high, but just looking at his stats from last year, I never even knew how good he was doing. Like, he's got good power. He hits a lot of RBIs. Very similar to Corey Seager, like, statistic wise. So I thought putting him right behind where I had Seager was pretty good because they basically have pretty similar stats.
Yeah, I watched a few Brewers games, and he's actually a very clutch guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy, he comes to the plate, like, they pitch to him, but he hits the ball, so.
Yeah.
He hits the ball with pop, so he loved to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got Seager at four. I just think he's going to have a better year this year even than he did last year.
Oh, 100%.
And the first year on a new team is always a bit iffy. I think if he's more settled in this year, I think he's going to – I mean, he had a good year last year, 3-3 bombs, but I think his average will be better this year, too.
Yeah.
Back to Dodger form, hopefully.
Yeah.
And at my number four, I'm starting to doubt myself actually even having after Chase's bull take. I got Xander Bogaerts at number four.
Right. Great.
Sorry, Chase, but I think he's a top five.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna I won't disagree with you.
First in average among shortstops, like 15 bombs, 73 ribbies, like, honestly, like, he's gets a little joined a loaded San Diego team. Like, those numbers are going to go up. He's protected. He's write it down. He's going to get 100 ribbies this year.
I think more ribbies because of the team he's around.
I think he's going to move into the top three, even though it's one spot. But
yeah,
I honestly wanted to put him higher, but I just couldn't. So by default, he's four. But I think he has the potential to be even better than he was, because the Red Sox are shit last year.
That's true.
And they're going to be this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be good because I picked them on their draft pool there.
Yeah.
105 games.
Oh,
kidding.
All right.
Why I have it for Xander.
I got a different four than the rest of you boys. I got Francisco Lindor. He's probably higher on your list.
Yep.
I have him at three.
Yeah, no, honestly. I could have put him two, three, four. I liked it all, but he's just a defensive stud. Two-time Gold Glover, two-time Silver Slugger winner, and he's just got good batting stats. He's clutch. He hits for good pop against the Yankees. So hit three homers against the Yankees. I watched it live. I didn't like it, so, but I gotta respect it. This is my number four.
Yeah, all right. I got. Is that moving into three now?
Sure.
All right, I got Seager at three, and he's been talked about, so we'll move on.
I got Cray at three. He's been talked about.
Nice.
I got Francisco Lindor at three.
Yeah,
he's solid. Does everything. 26 bombs, 107 RBIs.
Yeah.
Stole 16 bases.
Yeah.
Like, he's honestly, like, he's a hitting machine also. Like,
yeah, like, he's
slash line at 270, 339, 449. It's like
great hair.
Great.
That matters, guys. That matters.
It does. It's the most important thing.
He's got great swag too.
Yeah.
Does he though? Not as swaggy as Josh Donaldson.
Oh,
KD. I got Lindor at three as well. So.
And I got Lindor at two. So.
Okay. Well, I got Xander at two.
Oh.
Very high, apparently.
So I'll be the first person to talk with this guy. I got Trey Turner at number two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, Trey Turner's all right.
Now I'm interested for your number one.
298 hitter, 21 bombs, 100 RBIs, does everything. But I just have one guy that's better than him, and I'm pretty sure I know who you guys.
Oh, actually, now I know who it is. Yeah.
Do you want me to just reveal my number one and get it out of the way?
Have you not said Bo Bichette yet?
Do you want me to reveal my number one?
Yeah,
we already know who it is.
Number one, Bo Bichette.
Holy moly! I had no idea that was coming.
Dude, we just had viewers click off because of that game.
No, no. 24 home runs, 93 RBIs, 13 stolen bases, and what people forget is his. No, last two seasons, I just forgot how to stop. He's finished top three in hits in the MLB.
Yeah, he's a good hitter. We're not doubting that.
I don't care about defense. Bo Bichette this year is going to hit 30 bombs, 105 RBIs, and he's going to be the best
better hitter, bro.
No.
Okay.
No.
I respect it.
No, he
steals more bases, that's for sure.
No, Bo's going to do everything. Trey Turner's getting old. This is the future now, old man.
He's 29.
Future is now, old man.
All right.
Bo Bichette, number one. Lock
Get
it
off
in.
My grass.
All right, well, I've got Bo at two, so.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I got Bo at two, and I'll just leave and Trey at one, and I'll just leave it at that, because I think we're all just having the same people. Just in, yeah.
Marshall, you got Trey? I got Trey.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let in hits, let in average, let in runs. Top of the
stolen
league.
Bases.
Top of defense the whole league.
Phenomenal.
Overrated.
He's only lacking in power, really. Second in the league in RBIs. Like, he's.
Oh, I also. I'm going to throw another of my other argument for Bo Bichette.
Okay.
I say to get it here. You can keep talking, Chase, until I figure it out.
Guys, the stud. Enough said.
No, I wrote down in my notes Bo Bichette's a stud, not.
Oh,
Trey Turner. Okay, so last year, so last year's stats in our fantasy league. Hold up. Just got to find it here. But fuck, never mind. He didn't. Shit. I swear Seager was first. Never mind.
Who's first, Trey Turner?
Yeah, I thought Trey Turner was farther down.
It's all right.
No, you're never expected. Mind. Never mind.
Oh,
never mind.
Back. You better be sure this time, brother.
I had projections. Hold up.
Yeah, I guess you know what, this season's gonna speak for itself, I guess. If we're gonna see if Bo Bichette's the number one shortstop.
Okay, never mind. Then... It's still Trey Turner.
Got Jeopardy music playing up in here.
Yeah.
Bo Bichette's better than Trey Turner though.
All right.
All right, we'll see. This will be the year.
This could be the year he hits 400 with 37,000 bombs.
Yeah, Bo Bichette this year. I'll back up my talking with my write that down this Sunday. You'll see it Monday.
I can't wait.
You'll see it Sunday.
Yeah. We'll see it Sunday. They'll see it Monday.
You'll see it Monday. I'll back up my mouth.
Sounds good.
This was a good list, though.
Bitch better have my money.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, lots of different takes. That's good.
Yeah.
I like the system. I like the system we ran there, boys.
Yeah, let's run it again.
Yeah.
Third baseman coming up in a week.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed our episode and enjoyed our lists. Let us know what you think. And we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
See ya.